Welcome, everybody, to the Awakener Podcast, the best podcast in the history of the world, because we talk about all the stuff that's happening that people can't really figure out right now. So this podcast is much different than other podcasts. It's based on the theory or theories that Donald Trump was basically a military coup on Obama, which was the Soviet plant put in there by George Soros and crew. When you understand George Soros and crew and his organizations and these globalist people, this easy way to figure things out is that they want one world government. And they're colluding with America's enemies, the communists, specifically the Soviets, Russians, China, to enact a flip over of power in the world, where the Western world, something catastrophic would happen to us. And we'd be the small dogs, the little chihuahuas with nothing to bark about anymore. We would just have to be submissive, and that's the way it goes. So if you understand what's happening, that leads to kind of the events that are happening today. Obama was a Soviet agent trained for many years, put in the White House by George Soros and his crew at the moment of U.S. empire collapse, and there was going to be a huge war. At the end of Hillary's presidency, there was going to be a massive war where the Western world would have lost. Now, if you truly want to understand what's going on, this is all about blackmail and counter-blackmail. Various people inside government are being reverse blackmailed, which means that Epstein, all the stuff about him is not going to come out until it's obviously, how would I say this, not paramount to national security issues and various other things. Why is that? Well, think about things from a different perspective, okay? So we've talked about Robert Maxwell. Everyone says, oh, he's Mossad. We've talked about Jeffrey Epstein. We've talked about, you know, Ghislaine Maxwell. But the FBI investigated Robert Maxwell for being a Soviet agent back in the day. What if Epstein was working for the Russians? What if he was blackmailing a whole bunch of politicians and prominent people in the Western world and then sending them back, and they were forced to go along with their blackmail, terrified and under family threats? This is why an enemy nation can kind of get in and install themselves with being thousands of kilometers away, because these politicians enact an agenda that leads us to our death. So if you understand the agenda is very simple. This left-wing agenda that carries with it, it carries a hidden Soviet military agenda. So back to this war, what would have happened if Hillary would have won? We've been over this before. Well, number one, the Islamic crisis, the refugee crisis, would have exploded and would have continued the entire time. If we're complaining about refugees here in Canada and the Western world, and they're complaining about refugees in Europe, that would have been nothing compared to what would have happened if Hillary won. What else? North Korea and Iran's nuclear program, their miniaturized nuclear weapons that were embedded or worked for 30 years with obviously Soviet help, they would have had all kinds of EMPs ready to go. They would have had our own U.S. fissile material transported. They would have had COVID and all these various tools to do it to us. And what am I getting here? I'm getting here to a power structure changing war that was supposed to happen. Now, if you're looking at India and you're looking at Pakistan, the two various sides, obviously India, I say, is more aligned with the Western world than Pakistan. Pakistan is aligned with obviously Russia and China. Why is this all happening? In my point of view, war is imminent. War is imminent because the enemy has already kind of said they're going to go ahead and do this. Why are they going to go ahead and do this? Because nobody believes that Donald Trump was a military installed by their own government in the last hours before empire collapse. This is why this podcast is based on the theory that the people in charge of the U.S. military through various factions, which I can get into on my website. If you go to awakener.ca, it'll detail you why this investigation started and why Trump was put there. Now, understand this historically, okay? Let's go back in time. Let's go back in time to when Roman Empire, we talk about this all the time. If Rome was collapsing and they were losing their strength and they're losing their power, let's pretend that all the generals of Rome knew that the barbarian hordes were setting up a power structure changing war, where they were going to take control of the Roman Empire via force and eradicate it, and the Roman Empire was going to be gone. Now, these generals got whiff of this in the last hours before this whole plan was supposed to go down. What do you think the generals would do? Do you think they would tell their citizens? Do you think they would go out and say, oh my goodness, we're collapsing, we need to change everything? What? No. They would say, hey, this is a great opportunity to have this war, and we can win this war because they have no idea what's coming. This is a giant trap Trump is the opposite imperialistic force of Obama, which I explained to everybody. Obama was a great evil working to set up this win for the Soviets ahead of this war, that Zelensky was going to bring all America to this war. What did he do? He canceled the space shuttle program. Why would the space shuttle program be useful? Obviously, satellites in outer space before a war. How about EMP sniffers, all the stuff that Trump has put in? What else did he do? He started the refugee crisis, right? What else did he do? He helped all these people get COVID, right? He installed Trudeau, even over Trudeau. What Trump is doing is the opposite evil of Obama. There has to be a necessary evil to counter great evil and imperialism that exists in this world. So the reason the events are coming today is because of this plan. And people say, why wasn't this printed in the news? Well, go back in history again. Do you think Rome, do you think the generals would have put on the side of trees this notice? Notice, there's going to be a war, but it's going to be okay. Would they print it in all their papers at the time? No, absolutely not. You would never hear about it. You would never hear about it until the last time. The same thing with NASA. If NASA knew that an asteroid was coming to destroy the world and half of the world was going to get obliterated, do you think NASA would tell you? No, they would play ignorant the entire time. But there would be space astronomers, little scientists with their kind of telescopes that would see the signals. The signals are there, ladies and gentlemen. Why has, how do I put this? Why has a biological weapon come out of a lab right before this war is about to start? Why has the U.S. military vaccine literally been pulled off the shelf out of thin air right before this war? Why is Europe at war? Why can't Ukraine and Russia have peace? Why is it that India and Pakistan are at war? Why is it that Taiwan is surrounded? Why is it that the Islamists have surrounded Israel and are guarding war against Israel, and Israel's guarding war back? Why is that? Because the world is about to change. The attempt to change this world is about to go down. Why is the Pope all of a sudden dead? Well, that's another good question. What was the Pope supposed to do? The Pope was supposed to hand over the Catholic Church to the Islamists at the end of this 8 years when Hillary would have won. Why was the Pope put into power? Why were the investigations into pedophilia in the Catholic Church going rampant right before the Pope was installed? And why was the Pope put in and all the investigations all of a sudden silent? Gone. All these answers, they're all linked, ladies and gentlemen. So if you want to figure this all out, listen to my old stuff, go over it a few times, and I keep saying the same story. It's been 5, 6, 7 years of telling everybody the same story. Now, I'm not a predictor. I can't possibly predict everything, but it's a time to obviously have a plan, speak to your family, get some food, some supplies, and go to theawakener.ca. That's all for now.